I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a football Saturday. Good sports weekend. We had the Tyson-Paul fight last night. We got football all day. Got some UFC tonight. Then we got pro football all day tomorrow. Going into Monday night, got some Monday night football. Yeah, we got plenty of action. We got plenty of scores to get to, too. We're on the top 25. Texas defeating Arkansas right now. That's in Arkansas, 13-0. That is in the third quarter. Ohio State is skull-drugging Northwestern, 28-7. Clemson is beating Pitt, 17-7. That's at halftime. Utah and Colorado. Colorado up 21-9 at halftime. Tulane, number 25 in the nation, defeating Navy, 20-0. That's in the third. And then Alabama and Mercer just getting underway. That is tied at zero. I'm trying to see if there's any other scores of really note going on right now. Vlad, you care about UMass and Liberty?
Nope. No. But I am upset with Navy, though.
Yeah, Navy, man. Not showing up against Tulane.
I had Navy.
Got to watch out, man. Garden District of New Orleans. The mean streets of the Garden District of New Orleans.
This Navy, the midshipmen were 7-2, man.
I know.
And they're at home. They're getting wiped out, man. That's not good.
Marshall, Coastal Carolina. Marshall's up on Coastal Carolina, 10-7. Later on today, you get Oregon, Wisconsin. Wisconsin's going to get killed in that game. Boise State, San Jose State. I love watching that Ashton Jensen. He is as good as advertised. What a great running back over there. Boise State. They got some guys.
Oh, yes. No, I hope they get to the playoff, man. That'd be great.
They got a great tight end over there, too, at Boise State. I was watching the game the other day. SMU's been a great story this year, and we might have to face them. But hopefully, we get to face them in the ACC championship game. They're as high as 14th in the country right now, taking on Boston College at 3:30 today. That's very exciting. Louisville-Stanford, that's an ACC game. Yes, Louisville and Stanford. ACC, Missouri, South Carolina, LSU, Florida, at 3:30 today. And then all the games are just going to keep on rolling. The latest game, though, in case you're looking to chase your bets, and you know we always are, 10:30 kickoff tonight between San Diego State and UNLV.
All right, I could parlay that with the John Jones Stipe fight. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just giving you options here. You know?
All right.
I'm keeping you up.
No, Hawaii. Wait. Hawaii's not playing at 11:59 tonight.
No, they're not.
Oh, man.
Let's see. I think they're playing away this week. That's why you're not getting a lot.
Man.
I know. You got to get used to Hawaii.
Maybe there's nothing.
Yeah.
But
they're at Utah State.
At what time? 10:30.
3 o'clock today.
What?
Yeah.
Hawaii doesn't even know how to play in the afternoon.
I don't know how that. How does that happen?
They're like vampires.
How does that happen? At Utah State, 3 o'clock kickoff, which means in Utah it's going to be either 1 or...
No, it's going to be 12:30.
So Utah... No, 3 o'clock. So Utah's in the Western time zone?
Yeah, it's noon. Yeah, when it goes back an hour, it's 3 hours.
Not in the mountain?
No. It's in a mountain, but you know how it is. The mountain turns in... When the hour goes back, they go 3 hours. Mountain's 2 hours. But when the hour goes back, it becomes 3 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
I know the whole daylight savings time, everything. I get it. I'm old now. I kind of like everything just being the same.
Yeah, are you one of those people?
It was until 2 weeks ago that it finally, I was like, yeah, you know what?
This darn time changes.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. Listen, when I was living in the West Coast, it felt great knowing that you bums in the East Coast, 8 o'clock, you're watching a game and it's 5 p.m. over here in the West Coast, or watching the Sunday Ticket. Like, from noon to midnight, you're watching, in the East Coast, you're watching games.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
FIU and Jacksonville State are playing right now.
In the West Coast, it's only 10 p.m. to 8 p.m. I mean, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. So your Sunday night's not ruined.
No, you have a lot of time, man.
Yeah.
Games early.
That's what I thought. That's what I'm saying. That was the only reason why. But now that I've gotten older, nah, man. Let everything be the same time. One saving time.
One
standard time.
One standard time. No falling back or no springing forward.
Nah.
None of that. Okay.
Spring same. How about that? No spring back, no spring forward. Spring same.
Do you get upset when the Dolphins come out in their new uniforms and don't wear their throwbacks? Their throwbacks should be their always uniforms. Is that another take you're going to champion with your old man ways?
I love the old 80s uniforms. You don't like the old 80s uniforms?
They're awesome. I don't think
all uniforms are awesome, bro. I don't think all of them look great. Not all of them.
I think it's awesome.
No. I don't like the orange. I don't like when they do the orange.
I
like
love
that.
When people get into these deep debates about uniforms. It has nothing to do with the game whatsoever.
No, but listen. You're absolutely right. And I made fun of Tobin about this because I'm like, Tobin, do you watch the game because you want your team to win, or do you watch the team because you want to be entertained? It's a little bit of both, but mostly in the entertainment side. You just still, because you're a person who wants to represent your team, if you have something that, some merch that's nice, I'm going to rock it. I want to cop it. And if I cop it, I'm going to rock it. So therefore, yes, I'm going to look at your unis and see if it's nice. Like, for example, the Heat are coming out with their City Edition uniforms. Mm-hmm. I saw it. Wasn't impressed with it. Why? It looked like something I can get at any sporting goods store across America. But if it was dope, like the Vice City Canucks, yeah, you damn right I'm going to spend some money on those. That looked nice. Carry on.
Jake Paul, Mike Tyson, 8 rounds last night. Jake Paul wins by unanimous decision. Katie Taylor, she won a controversial match against Amanda Serrano. A lot of people online caping up for Amanda Serrano.
She needs a Jordan deal. She was wearing Jordan sneakers while fighting.
Oh, she was wearing Jordan?
Yeah, while Katie Taylor was wearing, like, you know, boxing shoes, I see Amanda Serrano rocking, like, Jordan 11s. I'm like, okay, that's cool.
Did I hear correct that Jake Paul was wearing million-dollar shorts last night?
Yes, apparently.
That's a waste of money, Vlad. You want to talk about uniforms?
How is it a waste of money if I'm making $40 million?
Because that's 1/40th of your money going to your shorts.
Somebody might have paid him?
Yeah, that's true, too. You might auction those bad boys off.
Because I'm not gonna lie to you,
like Mike Tyson.
Listen, I'm already upset with the Jordans that I buy. That if somebody like touches them or even gets near them, so think about sweating in something that's $1 million worth.
Dang.
No, I'm not sweating that. Like no. And I'm not buying anything that for $1 million that I can only wear once.
Well, you can wear it more than once. You just
Yeah, but if you wear it again, people are gonna be like, ain't that the same shirt you fought Mike Tyson in?
Wouldn't that be something like you have to run out to Target to pick up like me, I need new socks. And you're like, I'll just throw something on, put $1 million shorts on and start walking around Target. What? It was the first thing I grabbed. I don't know.
That would be the ultimate bougie thing to do.
Yeah. And you've seen his cars. Jake Paul's got some nice cars that he just does crazy things like.
Hey man, shout out to him. I mean, you know.
What a great event, though.
They know how to hustle, and they execute it very well. And last night, all I know is that everybody talked about this fight, this event. It was the number one trending topic on X, formerly known as Twitter. It was definitely the topic that was in everybody's group chat, group text, and 72,000 people went to witness an exhibition fight between a Hall of Fame, baddest man on the planet, 61-year-old fighter who hasn't fought in any fight of seriousness. And you know, when they put when they put the days of how long it's been since Tyson fought like a serious round, not like an exhibition, but like substantial. They said 7,000 like 21, like 7,000 like 200 days, like whatever, right? And I'm like, oh, that ain't. I wanted to, and immediately I was like, oh, that ain't. And then I thought about it because I did the math, right? The Forrest Gump came in me. I'm like, oh, wait a minute, hold on, that's over 20 years, bro.
Yeah, I want to say he hasn't won a professional fight since 2002.
That's over 20 years.
Oh.
Like, he hasn't fought, like, a real serious round in over, like, so they're not, okay, we're not considering the exhibition with Roy Jones, even though he caused Roy Jones to have internal bleeding, because Roy was looking at those punches when he was commentating, and you could tell the pain was coming back. It was like, he felt that. It was like old boxing flashbacks. But Tyson hadn't fought in a serious, competitive round in over 20 years. And I was like, ooh, all that trash talk I was doing, I was like, ooh, I might have to eat my words.
I might have to eat my words.
Oh, Tyreek Hill not eating his words. He says if he has to, he'll cut off his wrist because he kind of needs wrist surgery, but he says he's waiting until the end of the season. He will continue to play. Jalen Ramsey cleared to play tomorrow. Teron Armstead, questionable. Dolphins, Raiders, 1 o'clock kickoff. We'll be on postgame. Are you on tomorrow, Vlad, with me, with myself and you?
I don't know anything that's going on with the postgame tomorrow.
Oh, so you're not a part of it.
I don't know what station it's going to be on.
I do know. It's going to be on this station, but it's going to be on like 8 o'clock.
8
to 10:30.
Hey. So wait, we're doing a post game?
We're doing like a, just, I don't even, we'll talk about it. My reactions are going to be a little simmered at the time, no matter what happens.
There's a heat game. You're going to be on at 8 p.m.
We got pregame from 9 to 1. Then there's going to be heat games on. And we're
The heat game's at
5?
Is it 5 or 7?
It's 5 o'clock.
It's a 5 p.m. game. So
when that game ends, then you and I will jump on.
No, because there's heat postgame.
Well, after the postgame.
That's usually an hour and 30 minutes.
Man.
There's no postgame, bro.
What? There is. It's real. It's real. It was supposed to start at 8. There's no way it's starting at 8, so that means we'll be on at 8:30 or so. That'd be awesome. Hot takes.
By the time you get on the post game, the Sunday night football game will be over.
I know. I mean, all the takes will have been taken. Come on.
By the way, I did say Forrest Gump. I bet Rayman. My bad, yo. You got me kept for life. Yeah, I bet Rayman. I had Dustin Hoffman in the head, but I went to Tom Hanks.
If you're wondering where the Hurricanes football game is, there is no Hurricanes football game. They have a bye week licking their wounds after that Georgia Tech loss.
But next Saturday, the 23rd,
noon,
senior day.
Noon. Oh, senior day.
Yeah, the last day. This is the last home game.
I know.
So, ladies and gentlemen, go support your 9-1 University of Miami Hurricanes in their last home game of the season. Last home game for the seniors. No, it's the last home game of the season.
No, because
it's still, it's not gonna. I mean, even though it'll be a home game, it might not be. But it's not gonna be considered a home game.
They have to go to straight. They go straight to a bowl game.
No, they go to Charlotte for the ACC championship game.
No, but I'm talking about if they win the ACC championship game, they get a bye in the first round, so there might be a bowl game instead of a home game.
It'd be a bowl game at Hard Rock instead of like, you know, a home game. It would be a home game.
Okay.
But it would be a bowl game.
Good thing I'm sober right now, because what you just said already confused me as I was sober.
No, it's a playoff game.
Right. When do the bowls kick in?
The bowls kick in...
That's
a good question. You know what? Let me look it up.
College football, man.
It's all about money, baby.
All that matters is this. The Hurricanes just need to win out. If they win out, they'll win the national championship. If they win their next two games, they're into the ACC championship game. If they win the next three games, which would include the two games against Wake Forest, Syracuse, and the ACC championship game, they get a bye in the first round of the playoffs. There you go. Just win, baby. That's what we. Oh, I shouldn't say that because the Raiders are coming to town. That's an Al Davis thing. 2-0 Canes basketball team. They host Coppin State tomorrow at 2. And if they win out, they'll also win the national championship. The Heat defeated the Pacers 124-111 in NBA Cup action yesterday. Bam Adebayo had 30, while Kevin Love added 15 in just 12 minutes. Miami, they play Indiana tomorrow at 5. It is not an NBA Cup game. It is a regular season game, although NBA Cup games are also regular season games. This is the confusing part of the show, where we start twisting and turning everything into different ways. But, yeah. Bam Adebayo finally breaking out, getting a big game. Tyler Hero, that new offense, and just, I guess, where he's at physically and mentally right now, just seems to be working because he is having an unbelievable season.
Yes, he is. And to clarify, the college football playoff and bowls. The bowl game is going to start in its usual time, which is like 2-3 weeks after the college football season ends. And there are bowl games that will be included in the college football playoffs, and that takes place when the semifinals are hosted by 6 bowls on a rotating basis, and the 2 semifinals and the 4 top-tier bowls are known as the New Year's 6. So, yes, there will be some bowls that will be part of the college football playoff, but not every bowl.
Right, obviously. I knew that. I know, yeah. But I was just saying Miami, their first game.
Miami would be, their first game would be at if home. They were the fifth, if they were a conference champion, but they were ranked 5th, it would be home at Hard Rock against the 12th seed, but I don't think it would be a bowl game. It'd just be
first round college football playoff, whatever. Yeah, okay. Panthers, they're losers of 2 in a row. New Jersey Devils got them. They look to get right tonight against the 15-2 Winnipeg Jets.
Big game.
They have no ties either. They're legitimately just 15-2.
They are either going to win majority of the games or lose a couple.
Sounds like the Panthers need to knock them off their high horse tonight and then in Winnipeg. It's that traditional South Florida Winnipeg back-to-back. Well, not back-to-back days. They get a couple days off until Tuesday, but still.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on, man. It's not like, come on. It's the shortest trip in hockey from Florida to Winnipeg.
Oh, remember last year when everybody
had Edmonton?
And Edmonton's not even, like, close to the border. Goodness.
Bro, cats had to order their ticket now, get to the airport in 2 hours for, like, 38 hours layovers, and then they get to the arena. Like, they'll get to Edmonton, like, 2 hours right before the game starts, go to the game, stay in Edmonton for one day, go to the second game, and then leave right after the second game.
Ridiculous.
Like the traveling that a lot of the people had to deal with, especially the media members that were covering the NHL playoff and obviously the Panthers, they had a lot of yeoman's work, man. Like, yeah. I felt bad. You know the little conversations you have right before you go in the locker room and you hear the media, like, you see these guys actually, like, scheduling flights and booking hotel, booking flights and hotels, like, right there, like, literally right after the game, on the elevator freight to go down and waiting outside the locker room.
With that being said, if they want to send you and I to Winnipeg or Edmonton, we are more than happy to take that trip.
We'll sleep in a car. We don't care about that.
We're really, when people complain, oh my God, I got to go to Buffalo. I'm like, don't go. Don't go. We'll go. We'll use your company money and go.
But
and then, okay,
also,
well, it's not that bad. I'm just saying.
Also,
so stop boohooing about.
Well,
travel.
No, they can boo because maybe they've been to Buffalo and they know that it could be a.
Well, don't go then.
You know,
if it's that bad, don't go. I got to follow the team. You can follow the team from the couch. I guarantee. I'm sure the company would appreciate not having to spend the money. Just saying. It happened here at the radio station. Someone complained about travel and situations about, you know, going somewhere, and they just got cut out. And then they were upset because they got cut out.
It happens.
It happens, man. You got to be careful. Be careful what you wish for. Like Big Lynn used to always say, be careful what you wish for. You just might get it. Speaking of getting it, we want more 5 and 4 stars going to the U. California Prep star Hayden Lowe has flipped his commitment from USC to Miami, the 4-star edge rusher, part of the 2025 class. And Inter Miami, they're done for the playoffs. And, well, Messi lost another one. Argentina fell to Paraguay 2-1. As Daniel Solana told us earlier, anything can happen in soccer. You can see the worst team beat the best team, Atlanta United. You can see the best team murder the worst team. That's why every game. Seriously, you can never tell what's going to happen. But
our second favorite Solana said that the Orange Bowl will be hosting one of the semifinal games.
Okay. Yeah, I would expect the New Year's Day 6.
Yeah, one of the New Year's 6, yeah. So the quarterfinals and semi will host a game from the New Year's 6. But then
it's so icky and messy right now.
No, because you know why?
We've never seen it before either, so we're not like accustomed to how the playoffs are going to work.
That's one. You're right with that. Second, it's been a long time since the Canes have been in a position like this as well. So the fact that they could be part of the first college football playoffs is something that Canes fans would want to see because it's been a while since we've been first in anything.
We're usually, at this point in the season, just hoping that we're eligible for a bowl game at this point.
Right.
What bowl game are we going to?
That's been the norm over the last 5 to 6 years, so yeah.
It's all been changed, man. Mario Cristobal, year 3.
Well, yeah, year 3, Mario, but you know, you still got some tightening up to do as well. I'm just saying.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but remember, Cam Ward, this is his only year at the U. Next year, there will be a new quarterback. Once again, not getting too ahead of myself.
So no, that you know what that means? Once Cam leads the Canes to the playoffs and then maybe a title, alumni, get that money out so we can get the next NIL, the money ready to give to the next quarterback that's out there. If Cam costs $1 million or $1.5, $2 million, the next guy's probably going to cost $2.5, $3 million.
Cam's got some good deals going on. He's got like luxury brand like Fendi and stuff like that as part of his NIL. And stuff.
And the other thing about the Canes really have a good, great NIL deal. If you're getting the Cavender twins,
yeah.
Right? And there's always great, I know a lot of the good players from last year's UM basketball team was getting some good NIL deals to the point that many think those deals is the reason why they didn't play to the level that we were accustomed to for 2 years, you know?
Fat cat syndrome.
Yeah, people got a little too popular, you know, with things. So
whatever happened to DJ Ungulele?
Oh, he's on the bench collecting that NIL money.
I know.
I
warned you about him, and you said, stop it. You're not being fair to him. I said, I'm being pretty fair to you, DJ.
The only reason why, because I gave the man a chance after Oregon State.
And after Clemson.
I was wrong. I was wrong.
Cam Ward was right, though, baby. He lifted his stock so much this year. So proud of him. You actually lead the country in points and offense. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
Beautiful.
But where do they rank defensively?
That's, you know, neither here nor there right now.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of here nor there, let's go ahead and take a step into the day spa. The upcoming Wicked movie starring Ariana Grande has apologized following releasing an advertisement directing fans to a porn site to buy dolls for the movie. You didn't see that?
No.
So you shoot the QR code, and instead of it sending you to the site to buy the dolls, it sends you to a site of other dolls.
Of some different wickedness?
Yeah, other wickedness. Oops.
First of all, whoever hacked that QR code for it to go to that site, kudos to them.
You are going to be working as a short order waiter or waitress at a diner in the middle of Utah for the rest of your life, by the way.
You may, but the fact that you did do that is hysterical. It's funny as hell.
Pardon the pun, but that takes a lot of...
Oh, it takes a lot of balls.
So you got your kid, maybe wanting to go see the new Wicked movie. Okay, you know, it's your birthday. Here, just shoot the QR code. Boom.
What if you're like a family, right? You shoot the QR code. Thank God this is not like on a streaming service or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, what if you were watching it like on Disney and you hit the QR code and you have it's a website and all of a sudden you hear some noises that you're not supposed to be hearing? It's like, Mommy, Daddy, why are you on Wicked?
We have to go see Wicked.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Is that the noise that you make at night, Mommy?
Yeah. Are you starring in that movie too? Because y'all make the sounds at night.
Is this a home movie? I was like, that's awkward.
That being said, I got to see Wicked now. Up next, some acts. Are they getting old here in South Florida, or are we still cool with some of these guys and gals? We'll talk about it next here on 560 WQAM.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're winning. Everything is happy-go-lucky, and everything is funny, and the sun's always shining, and the weather's always beautiful, and everything is cool. You start losing, starts testing you a little bit more, and we've had a little bit of our fair share of losing in South Florida recently. It's not all puppy dogs and sunshine, so... Some people whose acts we used to just be endearing and love, kind of gone, One act that, you know, when we're winning, when we're losing, You know who that act is? Seems like every time we hear from him, we go, I'm talking about Mike McDaniel.
I think it validates a lot of the things that, you know, were frustrating guys and forcing them to find solutions. And you know, I think it helps you appreciate the why of what you do, because you get to that. There's nothing like that feeling after a game of mission accomplished for an entire team. So I think it validates a lot of things that have been felt and said, a lot of motivation that guys have had to steer the ship the right way. And I think you get to see people's true character in times of adversity. And that's why I was proud of the effort, and I've been proud of the week by week commitment to getting better as a football team, even when the results weren't necessarily showing up in the win column. So I think the formula to get to that point, to be able to have a collective team game the way we had, that's been built up through a bunch of adversity. And I know, you know, I think the locker room understands that it's going to, we found the formula, which is a fixation on our own game and constant strain and commitment. And we have to continue to do that to get results like we did last night.
Long story short, Mike McDaniel is saying that the win against the Rams validates the team's thought that they are a good team. Now, last year when Mike McDaniel had the offense rolling, greatest show on surf, and everything seemed to be good, we were a playoff team, we were contending for the second overall seed in the AFC. That was quirky. It was funny. It was genius. Now, what are you talking about? The other night, post-game, he said he didn't see the Jordan Poyer unsportsmanlike conduct penalty live, as opposed to, I don't know, what he was watching, was asked why he didn't call a timeout against Buffalo to ice the kicker. He said, well, I was thinking about the next play, so I kind of got lost track of time. Things start being less and less cute when you're not winning all the time. Is Mike McDaniel's act, Vlad, getting maybe, I'm not going to say old here in South Florida, but people are starting to tire on it a little bit.
Tire.
Really tire. And you hear on all the shows, people are like, oh my God, here we go again.
It's tiring. They're getting a little tick. Because right now, you know how we always say this, Cousin, how, you know, they love you in the beginning until you start showing consistency or a constant habit. You've shown a consistency of being able to, you know, put up a point and win games, but you've also shown a constant habit of not beating good teams.
Mm-hmm.
So when us, the viewing public, the sports fans, who are always, always begging for more information, whether on the sports, whether on social media or on television, when we hear these pundits, so-called pundits, speak about the teams or the players that you love, and they start saying those things, then that stays in your head. So if you're listening to First Take, you're listening to Colin Cowherd or Get Up, or as people like to say, Jet Up or Dan Patrick, whatever those shows are, and they're talking about how the Dolphins are not able to beat teams above 500. Then that's going to be, then that's what the writers, and the writers are saying that. Then that's going to be the narrative about you. Like we spoke earlier this week, the narrative of Elliott. What's his name? Deshaun Elliott? That was his name? I think it was the name of Deshaun Elliott, the former Heat, the former cornerback for the Dolphins that went to Pittsburgh and said that he don't think the Dolphins will ever win because they're soft. They're not disciplined enough. Miami has too much distractions. That's messed up. That's a nasty narrative to have. That's a nasty, yep, like, you know, you don't want that label on you. That's a stain on your jacket. You don't want that. But they're going to have to do something about it in order for people to not continue with that same narrative.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't been able to do that. So when Mike McDaniel giving you, all right, 1 year, okay, you're the new wonder kid. Second season, 11 games, right?
Yep.
Woo! You're unbelievable. All right, cool. But now when you're third year, we know you can coach. We know you can get players and coach. They can play, execute your system. We know that. But now you want to see the next step. You want to see wins in the playoff, wins against other teams, wins on the road in cold weather. Like, you want all the negative, like, or asterisks that they have about you, you want them wiped out so that when people talk about the Miami Dolphins, they're talking about the Miami Dolphins as a contender, a team that can go all the way to the Super Bowl and win, contend for a Super Bowl and win for Super Bowl. And I don't think anybody sees that. So, yeah, they're getting tired of the Mike McDaniel answers because it was cool. Remember the Mikey fit? Oh, it's all cool in the beginning when you're winning. But
and
then
when it's new.
And it's new. It's new and winning, just like a new relationship.
Yeah, everything's great.
But what happens when I'm in a relationship? Oh, we're not getting engaged? Oh, there's no serious commitment? Or we're not winning in the playoffs?
You lie to yourself every time, whether it's a relationship or a new coach or a new quarterback or whatnot. You do this at the beginning.
Hope!
This is so great.
It's hope!
It's not going to be like the other ones. This one's actually going to always be good.
What's the four-letter word that has O and E? O in the middle and E at the end. That's the worst thing ever. Hope!
So, Mike McDaniel, win some games, win a playoff game. We'll put up with your ranting and raving.
Sports hope is the worst disease ever because we all have it every season right before the season begins. So, Dolphins fans, they had a lot of hope.
Still got hope.
And they still have hope. But do they believe that that guy could lead them? I think people are questioning that seriously now.
So we'll say Mike McDaniel's act is getting a little tired. It's not completely tired,
I don't know. It's a little. Put it this way, I don't think he's getting fired after the season.
No.
But next year, if things are not improved, especially if this year ends up not being the way that people envision, the act's going to get really, really old.
Keeping with the Dolphins, one Tyreek Hill. Now, Tyreek Hill, you take the whole package. He is the cheetah. He is one of the greatest receivers of all time. He has had kind of a down year. He's got the off-the-field stuff, not just the arrest or the detainment at the beginning of the season before the first game. He's been kind of weird. He and his old lady have their issues. That's their personal life, but it's kind of seeped out. Also, that house catches on fire. He lies about a lot of stuff, talking about, I want to be a porn star, and I don't want to play football anymore, and I got 15 kids. That might not be a lie. Nonetheless, he's got a lot of stuff going on. Tyreek Hill recently said, I got a wrist problem, but I'm going to play through it. I'll have surgery at the end of the year, or I might have to cut my wrist off. He's crazy and wild like that. I don't feel as though his act's tired, though, Vlad. I still like Tyreek Hill.
It's tired, man.
You're tired of Tyreek? You think Tyreek Hill's act is tired?
I told you this before the year starts, bro.
I like it. Cut your wrist off.
What two plays did I tell you that their act might start getting?
Well, we're going to talk about the other one. The other one's on.
Who was the first one?
Tyreek Hill.
Okay, and what's going on right now?
I'm not tired of it.
You're not tired of it, but people started getting tired of it. Jacksonville.
You bring up a good point, Vlad. Him trolling the other day when someone on X put, like, I used to love watching you catch deep bombs. He's like, now I'm just a blocker. That was a little angering and upsetting.
I'm just saying, the act started to get old after the arrest. You know what I'm saying? And it's all about performance. Performance and production. Once performance and production go down, people will not
put up with all that nonsense.
No, they won't. They're not going to be able to put up with you. They want you out. They're going to want you out. Same thing with Jimmy. Jimmy, that's great. Super NBA Finals, talking trash to the Celtics and Knicks. Beautiful thing. But now you're not playing games. You're not you haven't won the championship. So, and people are not talking about you the same.
So I'm not tired of Tyreek. Jimmy Butler, on the other hand, I'm out and about all the time.
So you're not tired of Tyreek?
I'm not tired of Tyreek. I still think he's working hard. I still think he tries to give his team the best chance to win. I still think he's got a lot of talent. I can put up with him right now. I can. I don't think he's as tired of an act. Jimmy, on the other hand, you know, Vlad, you and I are always out, whether it's Duffy's Implantation, Funky Buddha, whatnot. A lot of Heat fans are tired of Jimmy Butler because when he twisted his ankle or turned his ankle in that Minnesota Timberwolves game, was there any doubt that he was not going to come back? Did you say, oh, no, no, they'll get him back in the game? Did you ever doubt that he wasn't going to miss a few games? And you know what else is hurting his image right now? That Tyler Hero is balling. You know what a lot of people are starting to say? If you can get a good trade for Jimmy, trade him. He's getting old. His act is getting old. He's not playing in games. We've got Tyler Hero now that seems to maybe have turned a corner. We still have a good enough team. If we can get something for Jimmy, and he's at the end of his career, he's at the end of his contract, Jimmy's act, let me just put it this way. He needs to get his act together. And I know when you're injured and all this stuff, it just doesn't look good. And I think Heat fans are getting tired of Jimmy. I think he of all, out of Mike McDaniel, Tyreek Hill, and Jimmy Butler, South Florida fans are really tired of Jimmy's act right now.
I think both of them, both fan bases are starting to get tired of their act. And like you said, the more they win, I think it's worse in the NBA than it is in football.
Yes.
Because the more that the team is winning and they showing a cohesion and a chemistry, then the more it's going to be like, okay, who's the cancer? And once you start seeing, if the best player happens to be the cancer, not saying that Jimmy's a cancer, but no. If the best player is not identifying with the team, and you don't see that because they all love Jimmy. Nico's favorite player is Jimmy. They all the young guys, they fall under Jimmy. But there's a lot of things that comes with Jimmy. And plus, Jimmy wants a contract. You know what I'm saying? That's another thing. Do you want this same type of behavior for the next 2 to 3 seasons?
Pat Riley told him, too. I mean, like, Pat Riley did not mince his words. He said he needs to shut up and he needs to play more.
So.
Has Jimmy shut up? Yes. Is he playing more?
What's this? This is going to be game number 3 he's going to miss tomorrow?
Yes, 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 yes.
So hopefully he's back by Monday when they take on Philadelphia?
Hopefully. That would seem like a Jimmy spot to fall back in against Philadelphia. Tobias Harris over me?
Well, he's no longer.
I know. I'm just saying, you know, the history there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but it's gonna be that's gonna be the funny game. That's gonna be like the Tales of the Crypt game, man. There's gonna be a lot of injured players out there, bro. You got Embiid. You got Paul George. Tyrese Maxey might be coming back from his hamstring injury, and then Jimmy might be able to come back. Kevin Love just came back.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see.
Jimmy Butler, get your act together.
Jimmy and Tyreek, I do believe that their act is starting to get a little tiring. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like your favorite TV show. You know? You start seeing that it's probably got one more season left. Then it's time to pull the plug. That may happen with Tyreek and Jimmy. But you know what, though? Thinking about the Tyreek situation, maybe not so with Tyreek, because Jalen Waddle's not putting up the numbers as well. Remember, if Jalen Waddle was always considered a number one receiver or like a 1A in his first 2 years. But this season, I don't know what's happened to him. I don't think it can solely be on the fact that Tua missed four games or everything like that. He was dropping passes before, but Waddle has not seemed to be the same player that he was before he signed his extension.
And Mike McDaniel, get it together.
Yeah, we'll see.
Come back with Something or Nothing here on Sports State 560 WQAM.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Kuzev Vladimir Louisson, I am Dan Day on Sports Day 560 WQAM. You can always watch us live on Twitch and YouTube. Just put in 560 WQAM. You can stream us around the world on the Odyssey app. What's up, Big Lynn? Paul Day all day. And you can also just listen to us traditionally on the radio, 560 WQAM. Right now, I'm going to do a little Something or Nothing. I'm going to read out some things, and my cousin will tell me whether it's something or nothing. Seattle Seahawks, Connor Williams is going to retire for personal reasons at age 27, foregoing the final eight games of this season. Is that something or nothing?
What team did he play for?
He used to play for the Dolphins, by the way. Another one where we can't let him go. This team will fall apart. Chris Greer, we'll give you the bad and the good. Good job. Good job on that one, Chris Greer.
I mean, it's something. I mean, so, you know, prayers and all the best to him in his future endeavors. It's kind of interesting when a young man at 27, an athlete, seems to retire in the prime of his career. But if you're taking personal reasons, man, get that affair all taken care of and, you know, get your mentals right.
But, once again, dodged a bullet right there. We'll give credit to the Dolphins right there. It's a sad incident.
It's something.
But, yeah. Okay, I know what you're going to say to this one, Vlad, so I just kind of want you to talk about it. UFC 309 tonight. John Jones in the house. Who? John Jones. Something or nothing.
Big son.
Woo!
Big son.
I love John Jones.
Madison Square Garden, UFC 309.
The Mecca?
The Mecca. The best, the greatest heavyweight fighter of all time, Stipe, versus the greatest fighter of all time, John Jones.
Who?
John Jones. Listen, the sport's better when John Jones is involved and actually cares. And he seems to actually care for this fight. I think this is one of those solidifies. He's already a legend.
Oh, yeah.
But you beat Stipe,
yeah,
who's the best in his division, who's considered the greatest in his division. You beat that solidifies, like, your greatest of all time. So I can't wait. Can't wait. Great fight weekend.
Another night you're going to have to stay up late because I know that fight ain't going to be coming on until 11:30.
I hope it doesn't come on too late now. Like, yesterday was all right because it was 11 p.m. Central for the people in Texas, so it wasn't that late. But we're in Garden. This is New York. That's Eastern Standard Time. Let's have it, like, around midnight. Let's not have it, like, around 1:30.
Ooh, all-time bad one already. Sabrina Carpenter brought up Christina Aguilera on stage during an L.A. concert. Christina Aguilera was one of her idols growing up. Is that something or nothing?
That's something. Ooh. That's something beautiful, and that's something I wouldn't want to do if I'm Sabrina.
Sabrina Carpenter?
I'm not bringing in, like, the one of the GOAT voices of all time.
It's her idol.
She could be my idol. But then I don't want. Then I start fan. Well, I'm a guy, so I'm fanboying. But she's a girl. I start fangirl and forget that this is my concert. And she starts singing some notes. Huh?
Mm. Hey? Yeah, not on my stage.
Hey? Hey. And then people start remembering how great Christina is, and then you get on the mic and like, oh man, you know, I just can realize Sabrina can't really sing like when Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm not too. Doing that. Uh-huh. Not for a long time. You could cut a note or two. You could sing a note or two.
Just come on stage away.
Yeah. Sing a chorus. No, I'm so beautiful. No, yeah, and that's it. Yeah, I'm out.
Thank you. Speaking of artists that I don't want to be like, Kanye West is being sued by a staffer for hostile work environment where he said really nasty sexual things about his baby mama, Kim Kardashian, and in true Kanye fashion, anti-Semitic comments. Something or nothing.
Tomorrow, Sunday.
Kanye, man. I can't back that dude, man.
Kanye singing or doing something controversial. Okay.
Now he just goes by Ye.
Okay. And
see your ass out the door, man.
Yeah, tell me something. Yeah. All right, Captain Obvious. Tell me something we don't already know. You know? Tomorrow Sunday.
Okay? This will be one of your favorite stories, Vlad. An Orlando robbery victim is arrested after police respond to his call after being robbed, find cocaine lying right out on the table. Take him in. They said you could have at least hidden the coke before we got here. Something or nothing.
Yo, there's a whole. Wait.
So he got robbed.
Talk about.
He got robbed. Hold on.
I need to see the picture to paint the picture. So a fellow in Orlando.
Yes.
Got robbed in his apartment or home or whatever.
In his home.
In his home. And he called the cops.
Yes.
And when he called the cops came in and instead of, they took down, you know, his statement and everything, but they arrested him because he had cocaine on the table.
Just out and about.
While he's talking to the cops.
Yep. Dustin for Prince.
How shook was he?
Yeah, he had to be messed up.
How shook was he being robbed? Second of all, why didn't the robbers take his cocaine?
Yeah, why? That'd be the first thing I'd take. Or just do it while I'm robbing the house.
Third.
That's a good point.
But no, yeah, that, like, I'm thinking, like, fam, they robbed you, and the first thing you went was for the booger sugar. Like, you went for the yay. Like, oh no, like I would, huh? Like, I can understand you get a, you know, you smoke a blunt, whatever. You go outside, like you gotta, but you went for the yay to calm your nerves, and then you left it on the table, and you had you called the cops. You deserve to get robbed now. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. Street Vlad saying now you deserve to get robbed for your stupidity. That was common stupidity.
That's dumb.
Are you dumb? Like, wait a minute.
The police even said it.
Yo, fam, you really called the cops and you left the blow on the table?
Yeah. So obviously he got robbed, pulled out his stash, took a couple bumps or keys.
Kidding me? A couple of bumps if the cops were able to see it.
And then you called the cops.
Fam.
That doesn't calm your nerves.
For the cops to see it, it wasn't a couple of bumps.
No. I mean, I'm just saying out of the bag.
But I'm just saying, like, for the cops, you could have said that was sugar. I could have made coffee. Like, you see some residue. Like, for them to arrest you, there was a bag and there was some toot in it.
Yeah.
And you left it out there.
You, first of all, don't leave your bag out, period. Because nothing good's coming from you leaving your bag out, right, Vlad? You don't.
So leave, I've heard.
Yeah, I mean, I'd never leave anything out, you know? Anything of value, you don't leave out. Much less that.
Damn.
See, the cops should have been cool and just confiscated it.
Now, there's another flip to this. You know that, right?
What we got?
Maybe the guy was, you know, he was a connect or he was a middleman, a plug. Pretty and sure. They robbed him of his stash and all his work. And the work residue was still on the table.
Oh, then he really hurt himself, man.
But then you still got to clean up, man.
Yeah, come on, man.
At least clean up the table. If you got robbed and furniture was moving, leave the furniture. But you can't. Nah, man. You deserve to get robbed.
That's something.
I'm sorry.
Back after this. 560 WQAM.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.